Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
When Mackenzie Carpenter played our country Christmas show, she and Tammy became soulmates. Because she quoted Elf.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing, Mackenzie?
I'm so good. I'm so happy to be here. Ba-la-la-la-la.
Mackenzie, you have been on so many lists as far as up and coming.
Tell me
the,
more.
The best. All these people to look out for lists.
Wow.
What I want to know is...
What are we looking for?
Is that a lot of pressure? Is that easier for you to be on that list or to be a person that comes in and just like slides in and takes people by surprise?
I take it as a compliment. I'm like, if you're going to give me the eyes, I'm going to level up and be ready for them.
Okay. How ready are you for the holidays?
Oh, I'm so ready. I'm decorated. I got my Christmas tree up, but I'm not ready on the shopping side.
Okay.
Like I've done no shopping.
Okay.
I got to get some gifts under the tree.
What is your advice to someone who just can't quite find their holiday spirit?
That's a good question.
You know what they say? The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Let's go.
I love it.
What's our song? Let's go right now.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
There we go. That was awesome.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
All right. Thanks, sweetie.
Thank you.
I was kind of a Grinch this year, having a very hard time getting my holiday spirit, and I found it over the weekend. And believe it or not, the Grinch is the reason why I ended up becoming un-Grinchy
right.
And getting some holiday cheer.
I'm proud of you because your Grinchiness lasted about a week.
About a whole week, yes.
It wasn't like this whole season of dismay.
No,
but I'm
glad.
I'm glad that you're back.
Yes. At 7:05, I'll explain how.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
A travel nightmare finally ends tonight on the 5 freeway in Del Mar. After hours of lane closures, the freeway is up and running again.
So many of us affected by what went down. Perfect timing. Friday afternoon.
Mm.
Were you part of that? I was part of it. I was nowhere near the 5.
And actually, it started late morning into the afternoon, into the evening. I can't even imagine being the poor people who were that first group of cars that got stopped because there was no way for you to go anywhere except just sit there.
My girlfriend Sam's boss left downtown San Diego, did not get to Carlsbad for 5 hours.
Ooh.
She said it was literally a parking lot on the 5. I was in Rancho Bernardo. I left RB at 1:15, got on the 15 north to jump onto the 7. I sound like a skit from the Californians on SNL. To 15 to get to 78 to get back to Carlsbad.
Yeah.
I'm on the 15. It's a parking lot. And I'm thinking, accident, construction, what we all think when there's just afternoon traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. I couldn't figure out what was going on.
It's people who were able to get off the 5 and come that direction.
They were being diverted off the 5. Yeah,
wow.
It was nuts, man. Mm. I can't even imagine. I would rather drive 8 hours out of my way than be stuck in traffic for 5 hours. Does
you
that make
just
sense?
Move.
Does that make sense?
Yes, because you're moving. It just gets
it
so frustrating.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does, because you're moving. It just feels better. You don't feel trapped.
When I finally broke free on and the 15 continued to the 78, at least on Friday, because of the closure on the 5, when I finally just got off two exits early to get to my house, I was so happy to just be moving. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter that I was nowhere near my house. Yeah, I'm like, good. I'm fine. I'll get there eventually now. We are appreciating you if you are stuck in traffic listening to us. Hopefully we can get you through that and get you on to take on Tammy right now in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. Russell Dickerson is playing Gallagher Square in May. Never too early to give out tickets to a show. Let's do that right now. 833-287-1037. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy. San Diego's morning show on KSON.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Or Miss Tammy.
I had a definite lack of holiday spirit this year. And
I like the fact that you said had.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Because I found my holiday spirit.
Start from the beginning. Why do you think you were grinchy?
My Christmas this year is going to be very bizarre. People in my family are going to be scattered everywhere. It's going to be the first Christmas that I haven't actually been with my husband. Which is
ever. Wow.
Ever. So that's going to be interesting.
Sure.
But I was just having a rough time. And so it all started because I had to return a pair of jeans.
As most Christmas stories do.
Yes. So I had to return them, and they were an Amazon purchase, so I returned them to the UPS store. When I was leaving, I look over and I'm like, the Walmart's right there. Maybe I'll just go see if I can find a tree. My husband and I don't have one anymore because our last one that we had finally, as he said, gave up the ghost. I went into their Christmas department. As you can imagine, a lot of them are already gone. But there was one that stood out that they had quite a few of. And I just kind of fell in love with it because it was so unique and so different. I'll post a picture on KSON's socials so you can see it. The first thing I thought of when I saw this tree was the Grinch. And John, I'm going to show you the picture.
Oh, that's a really pretty tree. I'm not a big artificial tree guy.
Uh-huh.
I really like that tree.
Yeah, so it's kind of a lime green like the Grinch is, and the top is tipped over as if it were a little elf hat or a Santa hat.
Yeah.
And I have the perfect little red Christmas ball at the end of it, so it looks like a hat.
That's all it took. That's what got you back into the Christmas spirit, was a fake tree.
Well, it was because it was so youthful. And my...
What do you mean youthful?
Everything about it said this is a kid's Christmas tree to me.
I've never heard of a Christmas tree being described as youthful before.
Well, you know, some people have trees that are very elegant, very adult looking in a way. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, you're explaining it perfectly. I've never thought of trees that way.
Yeah, so I got home.
An adult tree as opposed to youthful. What is our Christmas tree right now in the corner? Is that an adult tree or is that a youthful tree?
I think that's just a Christmas tree. It could go either way. It could go either way.
Okay.
But some things are just so elegant, like you wouldn't want the kids touching them, that kind of a tree. So I got home and I put on the movie Spirited, the one with Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds, their little take on A Christmas Carol. And as I'm decorating the tree, I finally found my holiday spirit. So all the ornaments I chose, obviously there's a Grinch theme to it. So I actually had a couple of Grinch ornaments and little Cindy Lou Who. But everything is kid-based. So it's things that my kids made over the years or they're kind of kid type ornaments. I just fell in love with it. I absolutely love it.
I'm happy because I didn't like the person that you were before you got that tree.
You were just
not in a good mood. You're just bah humbug.
Yeah, I was bah humbug.
I'm glad that you're back.
And this is what happened.
And what happened then? Well, in Whoville they say that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day.
Ah, who'd have thunk? A fake tree from Walmart got you back.
It did. I love it.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Head out to El Cajon. Good morning, Braulio.
Good morning.
Hey, would you do me a favor, pal, and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Bye, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
Braulio, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you're going to get $100. Also want to remind you, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Writer-director Judd Apatow had a birthday over the weekend. He wrote and directed the movie The 40-Year-Old What?
40-Year-Old Virgin?
Kate Walsh will return to Grey's Anatomy for one episode on January 29th. Kate played Dr. Addison Montgomery on the show. Has Grey's been on for 20, 21, or 22 seasons?
22 seasons.
There's a new Men in Black movie in the works. No word on whether they'll bring back Tommy Lee Jones and this actor who starred in previous MIB movies. Who is he?
Will Smith.
Kim Cattrall got married. Who did she play on Sex and the City?
Gary.
And finally, Pedro Pascal was the top trending actor on Google this year. What is the name of the zombie drama that Pedro stars in on HBO Max?
The Last of Us.
Let's get Tam back in. Probably about your A game today, pal. What you got going on?
No, I'm just getting ready to go to work. They're here at the gas station loading up the trucks up and getting ready to leave right now.
Okay. Tam, hope you're ready.
Oh, boy.
Braulio's getting nice. You working right off the bat, going 4 out of 5.
Nice job, Braulio.
Tam, writer-director Judd Apatow had a birthday over the weekend. He wrote and directed the movie The 40-Year-Old What?
Virgin.
That's right. Braulio knew that. 1-1. Kate Walsh will return to Grey's Anatomy for one episode on January 29th. Kate played Dr. Addison Montgomery on the show. Has Grey's been on for 20, 21, or 22 seasons? 22 seasons. I stopped watching it in season 3. Apparently, I've missed a lot. There's a new Men in Black movie in the works. No word on whether they'll bring back Tommy Lee Jones and this actor who starred in previous MIB movies. Who is he?
Will Smith.
It's 3-3. Tammy, Kim Cattrall got married. Who did she play on Sex and the City?
She was Samantha.
She was Samantha. So only one Braulio missed. He went with Carrie. That was, of course, Sarah Jessica Parker's role. It's now 4-3, Tam. And finally, Tammy, Pedro Pascal was the top trending actor on Google this year. What is the name of the zombie drama that he stars in on HBO Max?
The Last of Us.
Yes. Both of you nailed it today. 5 out of 5 is what Tammy did today. Braulio, sorry about that, pal. You're not going to get any of her money, but we've got a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets to go see Russell Dickerson and Nico Moon. They're going to be at Gallagher Square, Petco Park on May 21st.
That's right.
Enjoy that, pal. Have a great day at work. Unfortunately, before you leave, I have to have you say this.
I'm Brian O'Cohan, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Williams looking, throwing, it is intercepted! Keyshawn Nixon and the Packers will win it!
Hell of a football game. A lot of times it comes down, like I said, one guy's going to make it, one guy's not going to make it. Today was the Packers' day.
Yeah, brilliant analysis, Tom Brady.
I have to tell you, John, I was so nervous at the end of that. My heart rate actually went up to 120 beats per minute because all I kept thinking about is, oh, my God, that water's going to be so cold for me to jump into.
Tammy's talking about the bet. If Tammy's Packers would have lost to my Chicago Bears, Tammy would have had to do a polar plunge into the frigid Pacific Ocean. Mm-hmm. She hates cold. She hates the ocean. So
I don't hate the ocean. I don't like being in the ocean.
You're afraid of the ocean.
Yes.
Well, fortunately for you, you're not going to have to worry about that because my Bears beaten again by the Green Bay Packers. I will say this. It was a good game.
It was a really good game. It was a hard-fought game. It was so intense.
Luckily for me and all Bears fans, Tammy was able to get some audio when the Packers ended up beating the Bears yesterday.
Woo! Oh, thank God I don't have to get in the ocean.
Yeah. Hey, John, enjoy the steak, John. We'll catch up.
Like a leathery steak.
May as well eat a shoe.
With 13 seconds left.
I bet he'd rather eat a shoe. What's my heart rate now? 122. I was nervous.
Meanwhile, at John's house.
How did no one see that play coming? Y'all thought it was a running play.
Oh, God.
Why was he so white?
I mean, I wish I could say losing to the Packers was a new feeling. It's just not. It's not even a rivalry anymore. You guys have beaten us so many times of so many years. I'm kind of used to it. That said, I will take my medicine. I made a bet.
Mm-hmm.
And I will have to go to Sizzler and have a well-done steak.
Extra well-done.
Is that even a thing? Extra well-done?
And it's going to be smothered in ketchup.
Do I have to eat the whole thing?
Yes.
I have to eat the whole... Yes. We never said I have to eat the whole thing.
You think we were going to let you get away with having like one bite being like, oh, I'm done.
No. And it has to be covered in ketchup.
When you say covered, can I cut the steak and just dip it in ketchup? Do I have to lather it with ketchup?
I think you could do a dip.
I think you
can dip.
The dip
will cover it. Not like a light dip. You need to have a good dip.
Yes.
I have a good dip. Let me worry about my dip. My dip is fine.
Everybody needs a good
Everyone
dip.
Everyone needs a good dip once in a while. Just another great time at our KSON Country Christmas show this past Saturday at Front Wave Arena in Oceanside, where we got to know Vincent Mason a bit. I, in particular, wanted to know more about his performance on the Kelly Clarkson show this past October.
Did she ask about me at all?
No, you didn't come up?
Did she
Like she wanted to ask. I think so. She looked like she wanted to ask. The words never came out, but I could see it. I could see it in her eyes. So I would just send her a message.
So obviously, professionally, we know what goals would be for the next year. But what's a personal goal for you this next year, 2026?
That's a good question. I think, I want to write a lot more again and not necessarily worry about what comes of it. Just want to write again and just get back into writing. I think it's been... not on the back burner, but we just play so many shows this year and send us on to radio and spend a lot of traveling. And I just want to just do it for myself just to write again.
And your perfect writing atmosphere is what?
Oh, great
Between
question.
1 and 3 a.m. in my chair in my living room at home.
What a good dude. Good questions, by the way, Tam.
Thank you. At 8:05, our time with Hudson Westbrook, who, by the way, has done something that only Dolly Parton, Lainey Wilson, and Willie Nelson have done. It's good company to be in.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. When we were talking with Hudson Westbrook at our KSON Country Christmas show on Saturday, I had to congratulate him because his merchandise is being sold at Bucky's, a sign that someone has truly made it.
I have officially made it, especially for a Texan, you know. Bucky's is important, so... But I get to go into the convenience store. It doesn't get any better than Bucky's. I don't really know what else I can do.
No, you're done.
I'm good now.
You're done. let's take a nice nap tomorrow. Yeah. You're done.
Take a nap, now, let it marinate.
From what I understand, though, that's a pretty rare phenomenon.
Only three
three other artists that have done it. Lainey Wilson, Willie Nelson, and Dolly Parton. So you're kind of in good company.
Did you know that?
Good. That's good. I didn't even know that. That's a fun fact for me, too.
Okay. I was very jealous, and now I'm going to travel to Tennessee just to look at your
merch.
You
can go to Tennessee, Texas, Georgia. So I'll work on Don't worry.
If you know somebody, where you go.
Yeah, I got you.
So, right, Hudson, no disrespect at all, but you're 21 years old.
Yeah.
Did you have any other ambition other than this in your life? And if you didn't, you still have so much time to do other things. Is there something that you've thought about other than this that you want to do?
Yeah, I think my original plan was to do commercial real estate. And was commercial real estate / to be a landman in the oil and gas industry. And so then I ended up writing a song at work. And I also want to own my own ranch and my own farm and run my own cattle operation one day. But, I mean, I was going to work in oil and gas in the beginning.
Oh, you got to get a song then to Taylor Sheridan.
Yeah, I know, to Landman.
Are you watching that show?
Yeah, I've been watching it. I've been watching it.
It's so good.
The job isn't that crazy, but it's a good show.
Who knew? Hudson Westbrook, commercial real estate agent.
It was the last thing I expected him to say. It really was.
I was like, really? 21 years old.
Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Molly is in Lakeside. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning.
Molly, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Okay, Tammy, I need you to step out, honey.
All right, good luck.
Molly, 5 pop culture questions for you. If you get more right than Tam, you're going to get $100. Also want to let you know that all ties go to Tammy.
Okie dokie.
Jackie Vernon, the original voice of Frosty the Snowman, had 3 secret families. In Frosty, what fashion accessory brings Frosty to life?
The carrot.
Babbel posted a list of the most mispronounced words of 2025. On the list was acetaminophen, Monjuro, and the Louvre. What city is the Louvre in?
Paris.
Walt Disney was born last week in 1901. Which of these is the highest grossing animated Disney movie of all time? Inside Out 2, Frozen 2, or Toy Story 3?
Frozen 2.
Jersey Shore star Sammy Sweetheart got married. Who did she have a very toxic on-again, off-again relationship with on the show?
I have no idea. Never watched it.
And finally, Post Malone will headline Bud Light's Super Bowl concert. Which popular comedian has been a spokesperson for Bud Light since 2004 and has been featured in commercials with Post Malone?
Adam Sandler.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Molly, what do you have going on today?
Going to finish up my Christmas shopping today.
All right.
Nice.
Good for you. All done by December 8th. Tam, Molly did 1 out of 5.
Oh.
Jackie Vernon, the original voice of Frosty the Snowman, had 3 secret families.
Oh, wow.
Right. Who has the time?
Who knew the scandal associated with Frosty the Snowman?
Who has the time for 3 separate families? Hey, how do you pull that off?
I don't know. You melt in one and then go in another.
In Frosty, what fashion accessory brings Frosty back to life?
Is it his hat or his scarf? Crap, I don't remember. His hat.
His hat. Crazy, man. 1-0. Babbel posted a list of the most mispronounced words of 2025. On the list was acetaminophen, Monjuro, and the Louvre. What city is the Louvre in?
Paris.
Paris is right. Holly knew that. 2-1. Walt Disney was born last week in 1901. Which of these is the highest grossing animated Disney movie of all time?
Oh.
Inside Out 2, Frozen 2, or Toy Story 3?
Frozen 2?
No, Inside Out 2. It's still 2-1. Tammy, Jersey Shore star Sammy Sweetheart got married.
Yeah, buddy.
Who did she have a very toxic on-again, off-again relationship with on the show?
Oh, I guess I could just guess a name. Why can't I think of a single person's name?
Are you thinking of a person on the show or just any name in particular?
No, I was thinking of a person on the show. So now all of a sudden I can't think of any of their names.
Jessica, want to chime in here?
I told you guys this on Saturday. It was Ron. He was the only one not at the wedding. Also, Dina got her dress from Amazon. Snooki was wearing Jessica Simpson shoes. Thank you very much.
Oh. Boy, I'm sorry I asked. It was Ronnie. That's wow. It's 2-1 Tammy still. And finally, Tammy, Post Malone will headline Bud Light's Super Bowl concert. Which popular comedian has been a spokesperson for Bud Light since 2024 and has been featured in commercials with Post?
I can see the commercial, but...
Shane Gillis.
Oh, Shane, that's right.
All right, today we finished... Wow. Just 2-1 for a final. Don't feel too bad, Holly. You're not going to get any of Tammy's money. But we've got a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets to go see Russell Dickerson and Nico Moon. They're going to be at Gallagher Square at Petco Park on May 21st.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Molly, have a wonderful day. Unfortunately, before you leave, I have to have you say this.
Molly from Lakeside, and I flunked out Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
I'm Caitlin, and I'm from San Diego, California. We both agree. Stay by Time Warriors. That was definitely the best. I love the way Time Warriors plays guitar. That was insane. He's so cool. Oh my gosh. I love how he's just like, he's not afraid to show who he is too. Like, he just always has his personality.
Was she excited? She was excited.
Summed up the mood. Definitely. Our KSO and Country Christmas show where we did get to know Ty Myers.
I thought it was love. I know. Mm-hmm. How does someone, and please don't be offended by this, your age, write something that hits someone my age?
Absolutely.
The way that it does. Yeah. It reminds me of Gary Allen, right?
Oh, that's
so
special.
Who writes so well
what a great...
for women. And I just thank you for that song.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's a loaded question because there's a lot of different factors that go into it. I think I just spent such, because I started writing at such a young age, you know, that I didn't have a whole lot of experiences to write about. And so growing up, I had to kind of get all of my information from what I was seeing and what I was being around. And I followed my dad, you know, as he was playing the honky tonks and bars and stuff. And I fell in love with just the creation of music and how it's made, and so my mind was infatuated with it from a very young age, and so I just spent so much time thinking about how to connect. I mean, you know, as I get older, I develop more, you know, experiences, real life experiences to write about, but I still hold that, you know, very close to my heart and very close to my mind, just that ability to create using my mind out of nothing, you know.
Your two biggest influences as far as guitars are Stevie Ray and Prince, who are my favorite guitarists of all time. Yeah. How does someone that young know Stevie Ray and Prince?
Yeah, well, you know, Stevie is my absolute hero, and I grew up in Austin, so, that explains that. So I grew up, you know, knowing Stevie Ray, all about him, but, you know, I didn't really fall in love with his art and fall in love with him as much until I was probably 11 or 12. And I can remember the exact moment. I was sitting on the couch. I had, you know... YouTube had just like gotten on TVs, so I was like watching YouTube on TV, and I saw Live at Mocambo, and I saw Lenny, and I was like, this is it. This is what I want to do with my life. Like, this is
the song he just put out. Lenny is the most beautiful instrumental.
Absolutely.
Stevie Ray Vaughan guitar. Like,
it's amazing.
The fact that you know that, I'm in love with you right now. You know, because I love Stevie Ray.
I have a Stevie Ray Vaughan tattoo right here on my shoulder.
That's so great. I love young talent that respects old talent.
Absolutely.
And you're killing it.
Thank
Congratulations.
You so much.
Thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you all for having me.
Not at all weird for a guy my age to be fangirling over an 18-year-old kid.
You're not the only one fangirling, John. Everyone we talked to at our KSON Country Christmas show fangirled over Ty Myers, and there's more of that next.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. By far, the best thing about our KSON Country Christmas, or all the shows that we do, is just getting to know you.
My name is Noah, and I'm from Carlsbad. My mom, every morning since I was 5 years old, every day on the way to school, we would listen to Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and we would listen to your guys' radio station every single morning.
That's so awesome.
And you guys are the best.
Oh, thank you. Now, Mom has a name, Nicole. Hi, Nicole, a.k.a. Mom.
Yes.
Thank you for raising your son on KSON.
Of course.
And so, I'm a lifeguard now. I listen to your guys' radio station all day in the truck.
Okay,
that's
first
all
and
I
foremost,
do.
Thank you for what you do,
of course.
Mr. First Responder.
Of course.
We appreciate that.
I'm a state parks lifeguard.
Where?
So, Carlsbad, San Alejo, and Torrey Pines.
Right on. Thank you, man.
Absolutely.
Appreciate your service.
Of course.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Now, I want you guys to give me a review of Ty Myers.
Ty Myers was amazing.
Ty Myers. Love him. The way his hands are on the guitar and his age, it's just so amazing what he does. And I have a little brother the same age, so like looking at him is just like a big sister moment. Like, I don't know. Ty Myers is pure authentic country. Like, he's so young, but the talent is incredible.
Ty Myers is amazing. Yeah. I've been listening to him for a good little while now. I only know a couple songs, but as far as I know, he's legit. He's the best there is.
And this country Christmas, 10 out of 10.
I know I prefer concerts now where the artists are just getting started.
Where people, like, you have people in the audience who've already discovered them.
Right.
And they feel like they have the secret they can't wait for everybody else to learn about.
100%.
And so they feel part of that emergence of this artist, which is great.
Well, and the artists pick up on that, and mm-hmm. the artists are so appreciative of mm-hmm. that. And I think more so, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think I am, more so when they're just starting out than when they're seasoned and they're kind of used to it. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, I don't even know it's so much that, John. It just things change when you become uber famous, that you don't have that ability to try and connect closely with people because there's always security issues and, you know, you have to be careful.
It was the best. Thank you so much for your kindness and mm-hmm. the pictures and the laughs, and we just appreciate you so much.
And if you weren't able to be there, you can relive it all on KSON's socials. There's tons of pictures, tons of videos. It was just a good show all the way around.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.